Hi, Patrick here with a new pod. 3 days in a row now, I've been taking the red pill. The reason I'm popping up so frequently is that we've been running a series of stories on the languages of China, how Mandarin is fast becoming the lingua franca, but how also, despite that, a third of Chinese citizens don't speak Mandarin, and how some minority languages and dialects are faring. So here's one minority language in a category all of its own, Manchu. It used to rule supreme back when the Manchus ruled China. But now you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who speaks Manchu, unless you're the Big Show's Matthew Bell. Here's his report.
China's last emperors belonged to the Qing Dynasty. It's a fascinating era that begins in the 1600s and ends in 1911. That's when the book was finally closed on thousands of years of imperial rule in China. A popular soap opera set during the Qing Dynasty shows how China's imperial rulers lived. The traditional outfits are stunning, but the dialogue is far from authentic. That's Mandarin Chinese, the national language of the People's Republic since the 1950s. But during the Qing era, government officials were actually foreigners. They were Manchus from the northeast, mostly beyond the Great Wall near the border with Korea. English speakers know the place as Manchuria. The Manchus also had their own language, and Manchu was the language of all official business during the Qing Dynasty. Today, there are still more than 10 million ethnic Manchus in China, but their native language is almost extinct. In a classroom at People's University in Beijing, students run through a pronunciation exercise. Most of them are ethnic Manchus themselves, here to learn the language of their ancestors. After class, instructor Wei Hubu is kind enough to give me a brief private lesson.
A common Chinese greeting is to say, Ni hao, chi fan le ma? Which means, how are you? Have you eaten yet? How do I say this in Manchu?
Se yun, bu da zhe niu.
Se yun,
bu da zhe niu.
Bu da zhe niu. How's my Manchu?
Hai xiong ba.
I think you're being generous, but thank you.
To my non-expert ears, Manchu sounds a lot more like Korean than Chinese. The script is also very different from Chinese characters. It's more like Mongolian. Instructor Wei admits to me that he's as much student as teacher. He comes from a Manchu family, but only started studying the language a couple of years ago. Wei is 30 years old, and he says Manchu won't help him professionally. He's just trying to get in touch with his Manchu roots, and, he hopes, to make a modest contribution to the effort to save Manchu from disappearing completely. If Manchu dies out, Wei says, so much will be lost. Language is the soul of a culture, he says. If Manchu is extinct, people will never truly understand Manchu culture and history. Officially, the Chinese government protects the languages of its ethnic minorities, but the public's attitude can be less than charitable. More than 90% of China's 1.3 billion people belong to the same ethnic group, the Han, and many of them see little reason to preserve certain cultural relics of the past. I run into this guy, a 26-year-old lawyer named Chun, at the Summer Palace of the former Qing emperors in Beijing. It's a popular historic spot. With some pride, Chun takes a look at the ancient monuments here and says he's captivated by the legacy of the Qing Dynasty, but not the Manchu language.
I don't know much about it. I'm Han ethnicity. I don't know much about Manchu language.
What do you think about trying to save the Manchu language and keep it alive?
My personal opinion is we should let it be, because some languages will slowly fade away. So I don't think we should do something to intentionally preserve them. What will die out will finally fade away.
It's hard to find much enthusiasm for the Manchu language among most of the Chinese public. That might be in part because it's been fading away for a long, long time. In the 18th century, China's Manchu rulers lifted the ban on intermarriage, allowing Manchus and Han Chinese to get married and start families. At the same time, Manchu officials also had to start studying Mandarin. Fast forward to the present day, no one in China speaks Manchu as a first language. That's what Cao Meng tells me. He's a Manchu language professor at Shenyang Normal University, north of Beijing. He says less than 100 people can read classical Manchu fluently, but Professor Cao says it's not a dead language, not yet. Cao says the Manchu ethnicity is one of China's largest in terms of population. It would be a national shame, he says, if the language was allowed to die out completely. There are troves of untranslated materials written in the Manchu language, Cao says. They're full of information about family histories, government policies, and subjects close to the hearts of many Chinese people, like traditional medicine. This knowledge could be lost forever, Cao says. So the professor is working to promote the study of Manchu starting in grade school. For others, though, it's more personal. One Manchu language instructor tells me she understands the language a lot better than her parents do. So to help them get in touch with their cultural roots, she makes them listen to pop music with Manchu lyrics. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Beijing.
There's more on Manchu, as well as the other stories from our Chinese language series. That's at pri.org/language. You can also get there via Facebook. There's a World in Words page. I'll see you in a week or so. In the meantime, I'll be tweeting as Patry Cox, PatriCox. See ya.